So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The firm of Harris and Meringue. Patrick Harris.
Look, Daniel, I do what I want.
Danny Meringue.
That is smelling your own farts.
Easy there. These are great pipes.
I'm not going to say agree to disagree, but I really don't like you right now.
The firm of Harris and Meringue on the Fan Sports Network. 105.1 and 1080. The Fan.
All right, 2-1 to go here. The firm of Harris and Meringue. I am Patrick Harris. That's Danny Meringue. We do this bad boy every single day from 10 to 1 p.m. After us, you'll get Duck Insider from 1 to 2. Say the line part.
No.
Oh. After that is the Fan Happy Hour with Luke Anderson from 2 to 3. And then it's primetime, baby, from 3 to 7. I believe a Souk-only edition today. Get that man a Christmas bonus. Mm. Doing some extra overtime. From 3 to 7, take you all the way home, finishing up 13 hours of live local sports talk radio
coverage.
It is
the month of Rotmas.
It is the month of Rotmas, yes, yes. I hope Rop's okay.
Rotmas for the rest of us.
I heard he might be a little sick. I like the guy, so I hope he's all right. So make sure you turn in that also if you missed any of the shows or if you're not going to make primetime live tonight. Check it out on podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. The Odyssey app, YouTube as well will help you out. There, we'll have 10 toes down here in a moment. We answer your questions unequivocally. No wishy-washy. So we'll have a double seggy on that today. But I thought, you know, when the college football playoff rankings came out on Tuesday, I was all ready yesterday to, like, sit here with you, Danny, and just, these people don't know what they're talking about. And I think I'm just, you know, I think what it is, I think I'm just defeated. And it's not that I'm giving up. It's just that I realize there are so many factors out of my control that I don't know if it's worth, I don't know if it's worth the bandwidth to really get fired up about it when I know that no matter what, they're going to do what they want.
Yeah.
So as we've done all year when they put these out, I just want to live in dream world. So let's live in dream world for funsies here, and let's just pick the top 12 teams, okay, according to the AP rankings. Let's not look at or the college football playoff rankings. Let's not look at conference winners, et cetera, et cetera. Your top 12 teams in this order: Ohio State, Indiana, Georgia, Texas Tech, Oregon, Ole Miss, Texas A&M, Oklahoma, Alabama, Notre Dame, BYU, Miami. Let's assume Ohio State, Indiana, Georgia, Texas Tech all win this weekend, although that would be impossible in the Big Ten Championship, and they all remain the top four seeds. What is a dream matchup that you would love to see of this?
I mean,
there's a couple in here. I'll start with one.
Go ahead.
Cristobal at Autzen. That's just drama.
Yeah.
I actually think Oregon would play quite well against that team. But that's some popcorn Friday night, the 19th, inject into my blood.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, it has a million storylines.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if it'd be the best game.
Yeah. The thing about it is it's the Florida team going to Oregon in December. Don't love that.
What's that?
The Florida team going to Oregon in December. Mm-hmm. Not a big fan of that. I think I'd like to see Indiana, Georgia.
Ooh, styles make fights.
That's the game. Like, if you're asking me what matchup I want to see most, that's probably it. Because I think those are the two most complete teams in football.
Also, another one that would be a great storyline, the Mormons at the Catholics.
Oh, yeah.
That could be fun.
Yeah, that's a fun one. Oklahoma, I'm just so meh. Ole Miss, I'm just bummed out about.
Charlie Weiss Jr. is going to coach the team.
I know, but of the teams in the top 12, if Lane was still at Ole Miss, it would be Ole Miss, Indiana, probably Texas Tech, the three teams that I'm most excited to see.
Ooh, you have Texas Tech in there. The high upside, low side?
Yeah, there's just something about them. A&M, you know, they're right on the edge, but the Marcel Reed of it all, when he's good, man, he's super fun. But, man, when he's not, it just sputters so bad.
If we go into real-life conversation about this, a part of me wants BYU to beat Texas Tech for this reason only, mm-hmm. nothing to do with them or the Big 12, to kick Notre Dame out.
Yes. Why is Notre Dame ahead of Miami? It doesn't make any sense.
Simply because that would justify things a lot more. A BYU two-loss team and a Notre Dame two-loss team, I might take BYU in that game. Even though I don't know how it necessarily matches up. I haven't watched Notre Dame in a while. I've just seen the stats and they look good, but don't forget,
he got bad intentions. Mm-hmm.
So that is something that's interesting, but the flip side is they're going to do whatever they can to keep Notre Dame in.
Of course they are.
And because of that, then show me. The unfortunate side of that is if Notre Dame does show up and gets the pants blown off them, they'll just be like, yeah, you know, it's a tough matchup for Notre Dame. They'll be back next year.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of admitting that maybe they got something wrong. I think what I really, really want is I want some of these big schools to go on the road. Kind of like Tennessee at Ohio State last year. I want to see Bama on the road. I want to see Oklahoma on the road. I want to see those Notre Dame on the road. I want to see those high-profile blue bloods, quote-unquote, whatever they are, in atmospheres like Autzen, the Grove. You know, I want to see stuff like that. I want to see throwing tortillas at an Alabama team.
Yeah.
Or a Texas A&M for in-state rivalry kind of purposes. I want to see that. And that's kind of the whole point of this first round is that home game matchup.
And,
Alabama or Notre Dame will never, ever sign a home and home with Oregon to play at Autzen.
No.
This is your chance.
Yeah, sending an SEC team to Oregon, it feels like I don't want to see a team from the South go there, but that's kind of how it's going to have to go, I think. But the other part of this, and I know we're talking about the top 12, I just want to see a fun Group of Five team. Get plucky.
That's why I'm rooting for North Texas. You know, and I know we had Tyson Alger on yesterday, and he kind of poo-pooed the thought, and I don't blame him for it, because I think there's a ton of validity to it. Their metrics are the number one team, number one offense in the nation, but who do they play?
Yeah.
That's a super fair point by him and the reality. But I want to see it.
Look, it's like Arizona State
Chuck
last
the Rock.
Year. You know what I mean?
Chuck
like
the Rock.
Boise State in their playoff game, or not playoff game, but bowl game against Oklahoma. It's like when you get those opportunities, man, and like – they're not always going to happen. More often than not, they're going to lose. But when they win, because eventually it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's always just a super, super fun story. Like, we knew, like, when Ohio State did what they did against Oregon, we knew what they were.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, oh boy, that's, they just pulled their pants down and spanked them. And then they just did that to basically everybody until the title game.
We're going to spend some time tomorrow on that title game.
Mm-hmm.
Why does nobody care about this game?
Because I don't think anybody cares about Ohio State because they're not fun, and Indiana does not have the following.
And no matter what happens, they're both going to the college football playoff top four.
And they're both going to be top four. Like, again, does a world exist where if either of those teams beats the living crap out of the other team that they fall out of the top four?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I don't think so. Indiana's resume is great.
Yeah.
If you think Oregon, if you're an Oregon fan and you think Oregon's resume is great, Indiana's is just as good.
Better.
I don't know if it's better. But it's just as good.
Did Oregon go into somebody else's house and smack them around?
No. But going into Iowa and Penn State is not easy.
No, it's not.
Oregon did not go into Autzen and smoke Oregon. They did not do that. That is an impressive win. Yeah. Dare I say maybe the most impressive win of the year?
It's one Indiana going into Austin and handling them that way.
That could be a fun question. Yeah,
it's one of the most impressive wins of the year.
That could be a fun thing to come back to when we're
Oregon doesn't lose home games, man.
When we're in between playoff games and there's not a lot going on, like the week of when we head to Baltimore for Army-Navy. Mm-hmm. That could be a fun question to have. What was the best win of anybody? Mm-hmm. Is Miami's win against Notre Dame the best? Mm-hmm. A&M went into South Bend and won.
Close game.
Close game. Yeah, that'd be a fun little challenge. We'll do that.
Georgia coming back and beating Ole Miss.
Oh yeah. Good call. That was a great game. Mm-hmm. Alabama walking into Georgia and smacking them around.
There's probably 10 games we can choose
good
from.
Ones. Yeah. All right, we come back. It's 10 Toes Down on a Thursday. Everybody's been looking forward to this. We always are. It's a Thursday. One of your last chances to get your questions in, 503-864-6326. 105.1 and 1080 AM.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's no fence sitting here.
Sooner or later, man's gonna pick sides.
This is 10 Toes Down, where the firm picks a side and is all in.
They know where I'm at. 10 Toes Down.
On the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 FM, 1080 AM. The Fan.
Oakley, here we are. 10 Toes Down on a Thursday. You know, in a week, we'll be flying the high skies to Baltimore, Maryland. 10 Toes Down, I've never been to Baltimore, and I am very excited for the city of Baltimore. And you're going to throw Army-Navy on top of that?
Mm-hmm.
That's just house money. I'm just excited to go to Baltimore for a few days.
Dumb cold.
Well, that's all right. I'm ready for that.
Pulled it up. It's the highest temperature I think we have out there. The high was 42.
Is it going to rain?
Yeah, I think it's right around like 30%.
Will they be mad if I am sitting at the Army-Navy game in a Wazoo rain jacket?
Well, you're not outside.
Because it's my best rain jacket. That's right.
We're in the press box, buddy.
Dude, I don't know if I'll ever get used to this.
Yep. It's we are taken care of there. We are out of the element. Now, bring a heavy jacket for pregame because we're on the field for a couple hours pregame.
Yeah, will they be mad if I'm wearing my Wazoo jacket?
Probably not.
All right.
But I would go with not just a rain jacket. You're going to want some layers.
Oh, I will layer up. My rain jacket is a little large on me for that reason.
Yeah, you're...
Sorry there, wrong there button. Get some of those little hand warmer packets, too.
Oh, that's weak sauce. Just blowing your...
Uh-huh.
Ask the brand man.
Do the old man
ask
stuff.
Ask the brand man
who
about
stands
the
on
warmers.
Sidelines. Oh, yeah, he's got the actual hand warmer.
Yeah.
He doesn't have little pouches. He's got an actual, like, hand warmer, like only electric ones.
Can I get, like, I want a quarterback one.
Yeah.
I want a quarterback one that goes around my waist. Mm-hmm.
It's not a bad move.
Okay, 10 toes down. You guys ask the questions. We give unequivocal answers. Wishy-washy.
Mm.
We're here for true facts. We'll start with a fun one here. This was the first one sent in. Joey Chestnut, we are all familiar with him, the hot dog eating champion.
Just the eating champion. He's done a couple things.
Versus Usain Bolt, the fastest man in the world, maybe of all time. In a 100-meter sprint, but the kicker is when the gun goes off, you can't start running until you finish two hot dogs. Joey wins.
No.
You'll still take Usain?
Of course he does. Of course he wins.
No.
Danny's just like, no. And Rust is ready to, like, die on the sword.
He's shoving those two hot dogs down in about 4.5 seconds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And meanwhile, Usain Bolt is going to be there, and he's going to take
Usain
a bite.
Usain Bolt better be at, like, 14 seconds on that hot dog because...
Dude, Usain Bolt's waist is the size of a hot dog. That dude is skinny.
Joey Chestnut ain't a big dude.
Joey's kind of a big dude.
Neither was Kobayashi.
No. Joey Chestnut's kind of a big guy.
They're not huge, massive humans.
You might want to look at Joey Chestnut, though. As far as athlete goes, he's more of like, I'm an athlete.
I know. I'm not saying he's not like a 400-pound dude. But beyond that, Usain Bolt is laughing at people winning a gold medal.
That is true. He does look behind him.
And smiles. Like, he pulls up.
That's some of the best flexing I've ever seen.
I'm so fast that even amongst the fastest men on the planet, I can look back and laugh.
I really hope this counts as a 10 toes. If they have to start with a hot dog, it's Usain Bolt. If they have to end with a hot dog, I'm going Joey Chestnut.
I'm taking Bolt no matter what. What do you think how old is Joey Chestnut?
46.
Let's see. Joey Chestnut.
How old is Usain Bolt? Age. Brian is mid-30s.
Joey's 42.
42, okay.
How fast do you think the average 42-year-old runs 100-meter dash?
18 seconds.
You're asking me basically how fast do I run a 40-meter dash? Is 100-meter dash? Usain Bolt is 39 years old.
Okay.
So they're basically the same age.
So the average 40-year-old male can compete a 100-yard dash in 14.5 seconds. Which I don't believe. I don't believe at all.
In 42 seconds?
No, 14 and a half seconds.
14 and a half seconds, 100 meters? I mean, I would be your best bet as your average fat white American.
Yeah, if you did it in under 17, I'd be impressed.
10 toes down. We had a pick two happen this weekend from Minka Fitzpatrick. That rule has been in effect for a couple years now. McDonald's needs to have this as a promo, and it should be called a McPick 2.
Ooh. That's an NIL deal right there.
Now, is it something that, is this like 100 points gets you a chalupa at Taco Bell kind of situation?
No.
It's got to happen?
It's got to be something bigger than that, because it never happens.
Right.
Like, you enter to win $1 million or something. How many of these have we had?
That's a great question. Probably not many.
Four.
Less than five, probably.
You know what I mean? It's got to be like, if you buy this meal this week and somebody gets a McPick 2, you win a new car.
They can only be sponsored by, no, because anybody could do it, really. I'm wondering if it can only be sponsored by DBs. Because it is an interception, but a linebacker could get one, a batted ball.
You could have a thick
big
six.
Big boy, a thick six can run. I'm out on this.
A thick six!
I'm out.
You're
10 coward. Toes down. No, thank you.
I'm in.
This was great because we were having fun YouTube chat as well. 10 toes down. We'll probably do this one, then take a little break. When you see a white van with blacked out windows drive by, do you think that person is a law-abiding citizen or that dude is up to some shady stuff?
See, I'm going to be 10 toes down that it can be both because...
That's fence sitting.
It's not fence sitting because...
Rusty, can I get a judge's ruling?
That is sitting squarely on that fence.
Well, thank you, sir.
Fine. I guess I'm sitting on that post because for the longest time, I remember the Chevy Astro vans.
Totally.
Those were like the work vehicle for blue-collar people. And what they would do is they blacked out the windows so you couldn't see what was inside with the tools because you could get the cheaper one.
Usually you got like a rack on top or the ladder is strapped on there or something.
I say this
from personal experience.
Branded.
My dad had Astro vans. He had fleet Astro vans and he would get the cheaper ones because the ones, weirdly enough, the ones without the windows were more expensive. So he would get the ones with the windows and black them out until he ended up getting the ones that were the no windows.
I will 10 toes down. The answer is yes. The other day, I think it was yesterday, I was driving home, pulled into my neighborhood, and out came a solo driver, blacked out windows, unmarked white van. And I was like, the hell you doing in my neighborhood, bro?
Here's the thing. I think it depends
on
what you got going on. It depends on the van's make and model.
Oh, I don't know the make and model. Might have been a Ford.
If it's an Astro van or if it's like one of those Ford Transits, you're safe.
No, the Transit. Oh,
okay, yeah, like one of those Sprinter trucks.
Okay,
yeah,
no.
That's different.
But if we're talking like the...
We're talking a van.
Yeah, if we're talking the van, blacked out windows, hard pass. No, you're a creeper.
This is like a white version of the Wet Bandits from Home Alone, okay? Mm. This is just like a white van.
Yeah.
One sliding door, the double back
like
open doors.
Kelso's van in that 70s show.
But white and blacked out windows.
Yeah,
like
creeper.
That. Yeah, dude, I rolled in my neighborhood and I was like, yo, man, what you doing here?
You're getting on the phone. You're the Karen in the meme with the sunglasses.
My neighbors.
Backyard Betty.
Mm-hmm.
My neighbors are all retired and they've clearly got money. And if they hire somebody to do something, they got branding on a vehicle. Just saying.
Mm.
Just saying.
No, I'm with you. It depends on the van.
All right, let's take a break.
Okay.
We'll keep up some 10 toes down because these are kind of fun and we do them every Thursday. This is your last chance. Get them in 503-864-6326. We'll try to hustle through some of them. Some good food ones on here as well. 105.1, that is the Big Kahuna.
I hear they got some tasty burgers.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There was something going on.
Such musical gold. Kenny Rogers and Dolly.
Yeah, you can't get a whole lot better than that.
I just think rotisserie. Not me, dude. I think of like baby making and dancing and like where my wife at.
You got to know when to hold them.
Damn, he held that one, that's for sure. We're in 10 Toes Down here. We do it every Thursday, having a grand old time here. We'll try to speed through some of these because there's some good ones here. Your preferred method of cooking a high-quality steak? Gas grill, charcoal grill, cast iron skillet, griddle, broiler, smoker?
This one's interesting because there's, for a steak, I cook steaks a million different ways. But if you're talking my number one, cast iron. It's a very, very, very close second with a charcoal grill.
I think it can also depend
on the steak.
On the cut.
Yep.
Sure. Yeah. Because like my wife, when she makes, when she does filet at home, starts out searing it on every edge, every surface, and then it goes in the oven and bakes with a butt ton of butter.
For me, it's a little challenging. I want a steak charcoal. That's how I want my steak. And maybe I just need to be better and cook more with charcoal. Honestly, I cook most of my steaks on a griddle because I feel I'm the most in control. The controlled heat is a huge part for me.
Sure.
And it's sometimes in charcoal, cast iron gets really hot. Now, I do love a good char on the outside.
Good sear.
A good sear, thank you, on the outside. But I'm always terrified of searing it too much and not being cooked enough in the inside. My 10 toes, is this 10 toes?
Yeah.
Am I being 10 toes?
Yeah.
Okay. 10 toes, I want charcoal. I want charcoal.
Okay.
That's my 10 toes.
I'm cast iron because when I think about it, I'm thinking about a New York or a ribeye.
Yeah.
And that's cast iron for me.
Yeah. I need to cook more cast iron. My old man cooked everything in cast iron.
Once you build it up,
eggs,
man.
Eggs, bacon.
Oh, yeah. Once you build it up, dude. It's glorious.
He had cast iron, like, muffin pans.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because he just collected cast iron. Now, the cast iron, I don't know how much it did because you're putting it in the oven. But the pan with the little circles.
Sure, yeah. You're getting a little something in there.
They were cast iron.
Okay.
The old man was wild. R.I.P. my old man. Love you, dude. Let's see here. 10 toes down. In one day, you have to either smoke 4 packs of cigarettes or drink 30 beers. Which do you choose?
Beers.
Good. Dude, you know me. I love a good cigarette.
Mm-hmm.
I have already done 30 beers in a day. 4 packs sounds rough.
Yeah.
I don't want 4 packs a day. You start getting headaches, you smoke that much cigarettes.
I went to a casino 5-6 years ago. Had a few drinks, and I like the idea of a cigarette when I'm a little tipsy.
Everybody does.
And, you know, they came around, the little cigarette sales lady, and I was like, you know what? Give me a pack of them Camel Lights. And I got through, like, 3 of them over the course of, like, 2 hours, and I was like, The next day I woke up, I had smoked probably 4 or 5 more. I wanted to die.
Yep. Even me, man, who used to be a heavy smoker. I can't do it,
no,
man.
Give me the beer. I don't like either one of those because I don't like drinking beer.
Dude, 30 beers is fun though. It's a 30-pack challenge, man. It's like beer Olympics.
I was never a big beer guy.
See, and I smoked for a long time too, but I was
is a lot. Dude.
I was never a heavy smoker, but if there was like a day where I went through a pack, I felt like ass.
In my heyday, I was probably half a pack a day.
That sounds about right for me.
On a weekend, probably 3/4.
Probably a lot of the reason why I felt like ass after smoking a pack of cigarettes in a day is because it probably also involved a lot of drinking.
Yeah, that's it, yeah. Right. Which is why on the weekends it bumped up to probably 3/4 a day. Let's see here. 10 toes, nachos versus wings as the better snack. I'm going to start here real quick. Look, nachos are elite. If done correctly.
Yes, they have to be built properly.
But nachos so often are not built correctly. I want real cheese, none of that queso garbage. And I think nachos can get screwed up. Dude, I can buy freezer wings at Winco and slap a little Frank's on and I'm happy. Wings to me are a lot like sex, that even if they're bad, yeah, you're still getting laid.
I'm going nachos, and I don't care about the variants. Number one,
nachos are the elite snack.
Yeah, it's not. Like, I love me a wing. You want to get mad at me about wings versus nuggets, boneless versus bone in? I don't care. Wings are good. I like both.
Boneless are just nuggies. Yeah, 10 toes down.
I don't care. They're
10
good.
10 toes down. Boneless wings are nuggies.
But nachos reign supreme.
Nachos are great, but I will stick with wings in this question because too often I get crappy nachos.
See, that's your problem, is you're letting other people control your nachos.
It's the man.
They're not your nachos. They're my nachos.
It's the man.
Yeah, see?
That's not Joe
Cheese.
Also,
I'll fight you over some queso. If you make homemade queso, banger.
Look, I love queso. I want queso to dip. I do not want my nachos with queso.
I like both.
I want layered. I'm talking what Rusty's putting
down. Oh, yeah, the layers matter.
Put down some chips, a light layer of chips, and then cheese, another layer of chips, then maybe some beans,
yeah,
and then
cheese. You can't just have the mountain of chips and then dump everything on top.
No, because the stuff underneath doesn't get
anything.
That's just
not responsible.
Let's get into some sports ones here for fun. 10 toes down, Notre Dame only gets the attention because of Rudy.
No. They get the attention because they're the second most successful program in the country's history.
I will also say no, and I will take you a step further, and any person that has ever dabbled in Catholicism in this country is a Notre Dame Fighting Irish fan.
You're not wrong.
They represent the church.
Mm-hmm.
Similar to how BYU represents the Mormon church. Mm-hmm. I need somebody to represent the Church of Neil Young, but I haven't found that yet. But yeah, no, Notre Dame is famous because...
Touchdown Jesus.
Touchdown Jesus.
Wild success over decades.
Newt Rockne... Natties, the logo,
Heisman's.
The logo, Heisman's, Tim Brown, your mm-hmm. favorite Raider of all time who went
definitely,
to Notre Dame.
Definitely up there. That actually knocks him down a peg.
And that Notre Dame is not regional.
Yeah, no.
It is not a regional team. It is a national.
They are the most.
It is an American brand.
Notre Dame is the most national brand in college football. It's in every state, in every city. It is the most national brand of the country.
The Pope went to Villanova. He'll be rooting for Notre Dame in the playoff.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he will. And then here's a good 10 toes down for the locals. Maybe I'm a little biased in this, but who do you think will be in a better spot in the new Pac-12 in the next 5 to 10 years? Oregon State or Washington State?
I'm going to say Washington State just because they have less ground to cover.
They're not behind the eight ball right now, that's for sure.
No, Oregon State has more potential, perhaps.
We talked to Alex Brink mm-hmm. a couple weeks ago, and when Ann McCoy, the AD, got fired,
mm-hmm.
and they were worried that Washington State finishes dead last in the new Pac-12 and NIL money to spend. Well, according to that 24/7 doc, they're number two in recruiting in the Pac-12. Mm-hmm. So money has never been everything at Wazoo. It never has. Dude, we got like 28,000 people in our stadium. I saw average stadium attendance this year.
Mm-hmm.
In the Big Ten.
Full.
Wow.
Yeah.
Michigan averaged 101,000 fans a game. Wow. Indiana, 57,000. That's their mass capacity.
That's the, game day money matters.
Yeah, and at Washington State money, I guess, I don't know if it's just a culture thing that everyone's built and where we are, but, you know, if I had to bet on it, I would say my squad.
I would.
In consistency. But I think Oregon State has the chance to be a bigger program
than
Wazoo. Will they get there? That remains to be seen. Shepherd could be a home run.
Mm-hmm.
Could be a bust. Jimmy Rogers, okay in year one.
Mm-hmm.
Don't take a step back in year two.
It's what do you prefer? Do you want more consistency or do you want more opportunity?
This is that Jerry DePoto, 56%, mm-hmm. huh? Oh,
54%.
54, sorry.
Yes.
Ooh, that's a 10 toes mm-hmm. down right there. Do you want consistency? Or what was the other phrase you used?
Opportunity.
Opportunity.
I want opportunity.
I think I want opportunity, too.
I'm willing to crawl through the mile of crap to get to the other side.
I think I've also seen enough of my teams mm-hmm. across the board in all sports be crappy that every once in a while, the one magical year, take 2016, the Cleveland Indians, 2019, Wazoo Cougs with Gardner Minshew. We're two quarters away from beating UW and going to a Pac-12 championship. That's that hope. I think I'll take opportunity over consistency, too. I think I'm like 9 toes down on that, though.
Mm.
I think so.
Somebody got a pinky?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that I like it when we go to bowl games. Because then I'm like, hey, we went to a bowl game.
Do the thing.
I'm going bowling.
There you go.
Okay, thank you. I had to get that off my chest. All right, we come back. Closing arguments. Call it a day. Send you on your way. 105.1 The Fan.
The firm of Harris and Marang is wrapping up for the day.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
Which means it's time for the closing arguments. Brought to you by Leskin Law. One day divorce mediation. Peace treaties, not war plans. Visit LeskinLaw.com for more information.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
On the Fan Sports Network.
You can't handle the truth.
105.1 and 1080, The Fan.
All right, that's going to do it for us. We will send you on your way. Closing arguments brought to you by Leskin Law. Visit Leskin Law for more information. LeskinLaw.com for more information, excuse me. Coming up on tomorrow's show, we'll chat a little bit about will things be settled on the field in conference championship week. The biggest game nobody cares about. Do we know? Mm. Do we realize we have a number one versus number two going on Saturday at 5 o'clock?
Well, yes, we all know, but it doesn't matter.
I am so stoked to watch this game, and nobody cares.
Well, remember the last time we had number one versus number two, and one of those teams was in this game, and the game sucked?
That game did suck. I do not expect this game to suck.
I don't either.
Like, it doesn't matter. At least give me some entertainment.
Who does number two work for?
Exactly. We'll do some little NBA chatter, the trio that nobody wants.
Mm. I feel like somebody's talked about that before.
Some NFL stuff plus web gems, as always. 503-864-6326 in the Fan text line. There was some stuff in here that I wanted to get into. Where did you go? It was some steak suggestions.
Mm.
Only way to cook a steak is in the sous vide and then seared on the Blackstone. Yeah. Our favorite Jim, P2 Jim. Sears his first on the stove, and then it goes into the Traeger.
There you go. I like that.
Smoke. That's a great idea.
The reverse sear is also out there.
How do you do? Oh, you smoke it first and then quick sear it. Mm-hmm. See, I'd be afraid I'd overcook it.
Yeah.
That's what I'd be afraid of.
There's a steakhouse in Vegas that does a reverse sear. It's really good.
I think the reality is that I just need to get better at it. Hmm. Because if you do the sous vide, sear sous vide and then into the smoker, that's kind of the charcoal aspect I'm trying to get to, because charcoal gives you a little smoky.
Yeah, no, you can get the charcoals that, you know, the way you want them,
the mesquite.
Yeah, I'm with mesquite. You I'm not anti-coal at all. I'm about that life.
I don't own a sous vide.
I don't either.
I got my wife an Instapot for Christmas a couple years ago. I wonder if she would want a sous vide.
Mm.
I don't know if we'd use it. I don't think they're that expensive. Mm. They don't take up a ton of space.
Russ, is it you that has the rice cooker?
Yes.
Yeah. It's like a Keurig
rice cooker. Yeah. So you put it in the thing, it weighs it, and it has the water tank. Mm-hmm. And once it weighs the rice in there, it dispenses the proper amount of water.
Cooks it for the right amount of time.
And then you pick whether it's a long grain or a short grain or a brown rice or, you know, other sort of, or if you're doing beans or something.
Hey, this is old man right here. I've told you guys multiple times, I refuse to own a rice cooker. I just make it on the stove with boiled water.
Yeah, see, I don't trust myself to do that. But I don't trust myself to do that.
But also, we're all white.
What?
We don't do the rice right.
I'm working on it.
Mm.
I bet you
The Asians and the Hawaiians and stuff can rely on the rice cooker and count on it, and they use it all the time.
That's what I mean.
Why is that not?
That's what I mean. Yeah. Like, they've got it down.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, they do it the best. I know that might sound racist. They just do.
Mm-hmm.
If I go over to somebody's house and they're cooking rice, and to be honest, if it's just a traditional white family, I'm always like, it's gonna be a lot of butter in that rice. It's probably gonna be a little chewy.
I like to put a little as an aside. Before we had our old rice cooker, that was, you know, a standard one where you measured it out and you put in your own water. I would put a few drops of sesame oil in there.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, but you gotta be careful. Don't go too hard.
Oh, sesame goes hard.
It's strong.
Yeah,
these are amateurs. I think I've realized that as good as some of these people are at cooking steaks, I'm that good at making rice.
Mm.
It sounds simple, but it ain't. Have you seen Dreams
Rice
of...
Rice is simple, but it's also simple to screw up.
Have you seen, Dreams of Iroh, the Japanese sushi master?
Mm-mm.
His apprentice has been making rice for 30 years.
I've heard about this guy.
He's never cut fish before because he hasn't figured out rice.
Mm.
I'm 20 years behind the guy.
Right.
My rice is pretty good.
You have to put up or shut up. You have to bring some rice in.
It's hard to show fresh. How can I bring it in fresh?
See, and that's the other thing, too, with the rice cookers is you have the keep warm setting. So it can sit there and just still be delicious for hours. Yeah. Sitting in that pot on the stove.
And that's the thing cold. And I've had rice out of rice cookers. That's fantastic. I am very, very happy with the rice that I make at home. Especially I put it in the fridge for 2 days and then I make fried rice.
Is the one you have, Russ, is it pretty big?
Is it one of those like this big?
Probably 2 feet wide, maybe 8 to 10 inches deep.
See, we're cooking a lot of rice at the
same
time.
That's a lot of rice.
And that's what I like.
Well, because you have your rice cooker bowl on the one side.
That's
and
what I'm
next
saying.
To it is the water
tank. How big is the bowl?
Well, I mean, it depends.
How many cups of rice can you make in it?
Oh, boy. Probably uncooked rice. You can probably get 10 or so in there.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So we're cooking a whole box of rice.
I mean, it's you know.
Whoa.
See, this is my jam because, like.
That's crazy. Like, I cook 1 to 2 cups at a time.
We only do a couple of cups at a time. But
see, I would do it for meal prep because, number one, day-old rice is the best if you're going to make fried rice.
Hands down, exactly. I actually stretch it to 2 days.
I don't know why. Why is it better? Why?
Because it
does the moisture just kind of get out of it? It does better with just like absorbing everything?
Yeah, and it kind of it crisps up easier because of that. It's drier.
Okay.
And it's still, if you cook it right, it's still kind of sticky.
Yeah.
So it starts to stick to the pan.
Mm.
See, when I cook fried rice, that's where I introduce the sesame oil.
No, you go. I like it.
I just get the wok hot.
Sitting here
on that.
Fasting and I am starving. We have talked about food all freaking day.
Yeah, sorry, guys.
Well, and we're about a minute away from me being able to go over here and eat another bite of my chicken fried rice.
Yeah, I know.
And I'm going to go start drinking.
And they got sandwiches out here.
It's a Thursday.
Mm. It's a day that ended in Y. Who are you kidding?
Well, the wife's got to do some chores with the kids and a work party and all that kind of stuff. And so I got to decorate the house and I'm going to get drunk.
Shocking.
Not getting on a ladder, though. Mm. Not doing that. All right, that's going to do it for us. Duck Insider is next. We will catch you all tomorrow as it's
Duck
a football
Insider,
Friday.
I hardly know her.
Mm. Danny wouldn't say it earlier, so thank you.
It's because you tried to make me dance. We don't insert quarter here. It's not a booth.
For Danny Meringue, that's Jeff Russ behind the glass. I'm Patrick Harris. Go do something I would do.
Bye.
Dance, monkey.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. high blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.